You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's John's diary, but it's not John, it's Neil. I don't know if I'm going to be first part because Craig's doing stuff as well. I've got Rob Copeland with me.
Hi.
We're at our first pub in Sheffield. We left Liverpool at a credulous about 9:30.
Yeah.
We now find ourselves as, not quite as it's open, but we're in the grapes.
Yeah.
In Sheffield. It's a belter, an absolute belter.
Yeah. We've been before, haven't we, Neil?
We have been before.
Visited the Crystal Snooker Tournament. That's what we call it. This is official title. Yeah, we came to the with quietly one of my favourite Irish pubs outside of Ireland. Called The Grapes, still the most Irish place. It's a beautiful one. We're in a room, which is a tribute to the Benedict Clan. And
Arctic Monkeys, the big two.
Yeah, and the assassination of Kennedy as well. So yeah. Some boxes being ticked for me.
A lot of what you're looking for.
It's lovely. It's a great pub.
It is after Belter. A, you're cold. B, nervous.
I will be. Nah, do you know what? No, I don't think I am. Liverpool will.
When they listen to this, they'll know the results.
Oh, will they?
Yeah.
Like a hedgehog bets.
No. It's dramatic irony. So you know, go with it.
I feel we have to win one of these away sometime in the next millennium.
We have to win more than one of them.
Yeah, I know. You know, we're 5 points behind. Start of play, aren't we? Yeah, the pressure is on, I suppose. That's the way I feel. But it's a trilogy. This is part two of the trilogy of beating three of the bombs. We just about edged past bomb number one in Fulham. You do have to do this. Palace feels the hardest of the three.
Of the three bombs. The hardest bomb.
The hardest of the bombs. And we'd like nicely go there and find fact. In a certain sense, there's no great result. It feels like you can get because in Sheffield, they're bossing the league, just lost their manager. So I'm taking the proverbial 1-0 off Nina.
Please, I'm sort of not. I think that will.
You have a statement, I know.
I think it helps with the bumps.
Yeah.
I think if you have a statement, I think it makes them go.
Oh, we all want that. Yeah. But I think at this stage, you just want results. I mean, looking at Arsenal last night, I watched that game. They get their 4-3. They're a bit crap, but bloody hell, the TV are made up with them for showing the mantle of champions by doing that.
You mean by scoring, by going ahead twice? Going 3-2 down against a bottom 10 team.
Yeah.
And then winning 4-3.
Speaking it.
Where a young, exciting English midfielder scores the winner.
Yeah. But I'm unbelievable with the TV last night. I'm so stunned at the fact that this is the stuff that people are going to win the league too.
Well, it's like Liverpool on Sunday. Exactly the same as Liverpool.
You're right. Was that the narrative? I mean, I never buy into that narrative until you're the other side of it and have won that league. You know, we have a lot of coming backs and going from behind and all this, but that can go either way. There's a season on an edge, and it's funny that it's still on this edge. It's a good edge, to be honest, the right edge to be
on. I'd rather be on our edge than on the edge around there.
Yeah, people are pretty, are we in the title race or are we? I'd like to reestablish ourselves as a Champions League team. That's always been base camp for me. And there's beginning to be, I think I looked at the table where I think it's 4 or 5 off 4th, weren't we? Start of play, yeah. I think start of play. Now, that's a good place to be. That gives you a confidence. That stops you fretting. So you can identify yourself as a worthy team now. Whether a title contender or not, we don't yet know. But Jan Kleinik.
The grapes filling up, which is wonderful at lunchtime. People coming in.
It's functions.
It's function next door, which I like.
Yeah.
A lot of good looking sarnies. At least the bread looks good. I mean,
chunky.
Yeah, it looks serious.
Too early for us. Like,
I think it's too early. We need to give at least another hour.
Yeah,
and get out the other side. But the grape is doing the business as the year it was. It is only pub number one. Rob's identified five with reserves to be done before, I'd say about 3:30, which some would say was a big ask. Anyway, there's an instrumental by Blair. I'm going to see that coming. There'll be more Tidy stuff.
Sorry.
This is one of them.
Well, here it is.
It's Neil and Phil. What in sake? What a boozer this is. Honestly, it's brilliant. I like moving. I don't mean to Sheffield. I mean to the pub. It's got little. Like, do you think they're Christmassy stuff? Is that Christmassy decoration?
I think it is.
Yeah. But it's an Irish pub, so it could be there all year. But then look at it, and it's like it's a dove. They're like mini doves, aren't they? So that's Christmas.
Well,
it's the kind of stuff you put on top of Christmas tree. I'm just that.
But the general
decoration, it's Christmas decoration.
But the general decoration, great. That's what I would say. You know, the most Christmas at all.
But it is an absolute belt.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We got nice energy. Yeah, we went to Grace before. It's a lovely drink. It's so it's Fagans, if you're ever done.
Oh, it's a great
feeling. So this is why the shame is they're going down.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no nice.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
If they go horribly for us, they're still going down for all that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. We aren't coming back here next year unless, you know, somebody else gets points deducted and someone else gets more points deducted and then somebody else gets points deducted.
Yeah.
I think you'd need 3 points deductions to keep this football team up, unfortunately. That's not to say that we'll need to be a cakewalk or anything.
No, nope.
I think we all know what we see. We all know what we're likely to see the rest of the season. Doesn't mean tonight's just going to case of turning up and winning.
No, well, tonight's an interesting team because let's be, again, you know, real whilst acknowledging that this is why football's a hard game.
There's probably possibly one player in the Sheffield United squad who might get into the Liverpool squad, full stop, not first team. So one player in the Sheffield United first team decides to make it in there, and that player is certainly Cameron Archer, in that you might have him as a 6th squad option, as rude as that sort of sounds.
I think he's him as well.
Yeah,
he's okay. I think he's got something about him. I don't know whether he's quite stepped up into the Premier League at the right football team, but he looked great for Coventry last year.
Yeah.
And he probably, you know, there's probably teams that, like, I think he'd be really good for Everton. I think he'd be great for Everton.
So you've got maybe two. But the way football works is, well, yeah, but that's why the FA Cup's a thing. It's why one big night atmosphere comes together. And I expect atmosphere to come together. I think it's good for them that it's a 7:30, as odd as that is, in that I think they'll all be absolutely keyed up and bouncing out. We're still doing this before 5:00. This boozer we're in right now, I expect it to be rammed by 5:30. Mm-hmm. There's people thinking, you know what, we're out tonight, it's a big one, it's going to be great. I'm eager for it.
Yeah, same. It's like it's a weird one, isn't it, really? We've never been in a... We're not really the best set of football fans for associating with people's thoughts. Because when we're at our, like, you know, we have that famous that we haven't finished both 8th since we got promoted in the 60s or something, which means we really can't associate with the thoughts of people who every week. Like, I was watching Wolves Burnley last night. I was a bit like, this must be a bit grim if you're Burnley. But then, how does it feel when you, like, do you just go, oh well, because we're one of them. We expect it to happen.
We're going to get beat 24 stats.
And I can't compute this, and I've got no idea of how it works. So do you just go, I might get involved in my winning, I might be slumped for a while, or do you just go and you're miserable? Because if I was watching my football team every week, I'd be miserable. Like, imagine a season of January to March 2020.
Yeah,
that's what these teams have.
And
I can't possibly compute that.
Or even January or February of last of this year.
Oh yeah,
we only played Chelsea, Brighton, and Wolves as well. Which
I say that I did get on that. I stopped. You know, we're on the way back from Brighton on about 7:00 on a Saturday on the end floor. So I'm going to sing a Liverpool get battered everywhere. Like, maybe I did badly. Maybe I've got that wrong.
Yeah, maybe we're some lazy.
All 50 of us on the coach, fucking bouncing up and down. Pearl get battered everywhere they go. Things have changed, which is nice, isn't it?
That's why it's in a really weird way. They get a 1-1 at City, and I'm really, really, if they get the results between now and Arsenal, I am unbelievably upbeat about the game against Arsenal. The last thing they have got to prove, and they've had it to prove, I think, now for a while, is these games.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a funny one.
Yeah.
This is where, for all the excellence of them and the fact that I think that they could beat anyone anywhere at any time now, in a way that I didn't, you know, back in January and February, we ultimately didn't think that against Real Madrid.
Huh?
But now, for instance, if you had Real Madrid in, if they're in the Champions League, someone they had Real Madrid in February, I'd be going, we can beat them over two legs. We can do them. Now, though, the last question is, can they go to gaffes like this, like Palace? Because Palace is part of this. It's like a double header. Can they go to these places and win? I think win in general, and occasionally win as they should. And that's why Sheffield United step up, new manager, their ground. They want to make a point. Those players will play above themselves. Can Liverpool deal with that?
Yeah, I sort of feel like there's no team I don't think we can beat over two legs. I'm just saying we beat them over two legs, but I'd feel confident against anybody over two legs. So you go to City, you get a point. You know you can beat Manchester United because you've seen this story before. You've seen that one a million times before. Whereas, you know, the last promoted side we beat was what Watford did. So we've gone to Atletico Madrid since then.
There's a trigger the fixture list in there.
Yeah, it's about but it still means it's the entirety of last season.
Yeah.
And one game this season. And their games you should win. Like, ironically, we were talking about this before. We'd be in a better position if both of us and Arsenal hadn't scored last minute goals.
Yeah.
We'd have been more annoyed at the time. But we'd be 1 point behind instead of 2 points behind.
Yeah.
And it's just odd the way that works, isn't it? But the Loop game has showed the way this kind of thing works. That, like, I think it's one of those where you can probably go back to it retrospectively and go, do you know what? We didn't play terribly. We just didn't put the chances away. Which is so much better than, you know,
Bournemouth away last season
when you started. We had 20 good minutes, they scored, and it's like, we don't know what we're doing here. No idea what we're doing here. Whereas you got to sort of see it, how you do it. Didn't necessarily do it, but it was a better route of it. And that's what we've got to go out there tonight too.
Let's find out. Phil is recording this beforehand. We are in Vegas. It's all excellent. Everything's wonderful right now. It's 4:30, though. It's nowhere near 7:30.
Hello, Neil here. I hope you're enjoying this Anfield Wrap free week extravaganza that we're putting out. It's right the way through the week that we're looking to show you what the Anfield Wrap content offering is day in, day out. You can get the videos on YouTube, you're getting the audio where you get your audio from. But ultimately, we're proud of what we do. We're very proud indeed of what we do. And what we want is for you to enjoy and share in what we do. We want you to come and be part of what the Anfield Wrap is all about and what could be a really exciting Liverpool season. So if you like all of this, once the free week is over, feel free to sign up and subscribe to the Anfield Wrap. You can do it in a number of different places. There's Patreon, there's through the app, and there's theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe. We want you to come on board with us. We hope you're enjoying all of this. All the best.
I've started at Fouad. Come on, this is the Matchday Diary of Craig, Paddy and Fouad. So, I mean, you're a fan of Sheffield, first of all, Paddy, aren't you?
Big fan. Visited Sheffield a lot a few years back. My girlfriend went to uni here. So know the place quite well. Was there for the last time we played them with fans on the ground. The year we won the league.
Tense
game, but felt like a big win at the time, and obviously went on to be one. So I'm sure we're all open for the same kind of vibe tonight.
So as we were on the train on the way into Sheffield, we were working out ways in which we can miss the train home so that we can stay over.
No grass is here, Craig.
Well, that's so. Essentially, we're going to try and work out ways in which we can do that, and then we'll stay over and extend this into sort of some sort of really cool European away, because that's what the others have done.
I'm having too nice of a time for it to just be a train back.
Exactly. Yeah,
a train back post-match.
And none of us have had a European away this year, so feels like we're due one. And also, if we don't win, think of how grim that train's going to be.
Yeah.
Imagine we don't win tonight and we've got to sit back on the train and listen to Fouad talk about how Simakas has done well.
I'll move on.
Let's get away from that subject.
I was there in 2019 as well. The away end's good. That's the thing I'm excited about is lower tier. You were in the home end. Did you say you were
in the home end? Yeah, I was in the home end last time.
I bet you had some view of the away end because it was a layoff.
Yeah, so I was the side of the away end, sort of level, on the side's level with the penalty spot. So I missed out on the chaos that ensued after Van Aal's goal went in. But no, there's very few now, I think, in the league where you get like a full end and it's lower tier as well. Like, obviously, there's some where you get the lower and then the upper as well. But this is all, I mean, they're the bubbles in the upper, but you get the full end. So it should be good if a few go in down our side tonight.
We've just got off the train and walked about 20 minutes with a group of, I'd say, 15 people I was leading. All because Neil and Rob.
There's actually a good mob here. There's Paul Senior's there, I haven't seen for a while. There's Phil, numerous different people. But I think the crowd were getting aggy with me because we were walking past pub after pub after pub.
And what we've taken them to is, how would you describe it?
Well, I said to Fuad before, if there was no decorations up, it'd be a strange place.
Yeah,
the Christmas decorations are doing a lot. The tinsel, tinsel's carrying this booze.
It's a traditional Irish pub, or just a traditional pub to some of us.
Well, it's like Chinese or Mandarin or something written on the wall there. So, I mean, if that's in your traditional Irish booze,
basically, we'll be back here when we miss the train later. We had you not done many ways this season. We me and you did the last one, which was your final day at the Anfield Rap. Here you are, come crawling back onto the spot.
No, zero.
And on that, we were asked to do a match day diary, and before the game at the petrol station, we were exuberant and we talked about how Liverpool were going to win and all of this. Obviously, that didn't happen. I'm not going to do any sort of results, but you're excited to get back in a way.
I am. We didn't know where we were when we did that one, did we? We had no idea where in the country we were at that point, or at least I didn't. At least this time we know a bit more on that side. But yeah, no, I am excited. I'm excited. It's a good ground, isn't it? It's like one of those, you know, traditional old. It's quite closed in. It's got one of those sort of cliches around it, which is nice. It's kind of what you want at this time of year, you know, like one of those sort of grounds. And yeah, I'm excited. I think I'm a bit too comfortable right now. Usually I'm a bit more nervous, but I'm quite like not even thinking about the match. And let's just keep it that way, because hopefully the Reds just make me feel like that during the 90 minutes as well, because there should be a comfortable win.
I think I love a midweek away. I think I've said this in different shows. I always think the away ends are how do you say it, like sort of more exuberant. I don't know what it is, whether it's the fact that, you know, you're having to take work off or you're having to travel quite during the week.
You've got to keep warm.
maybe
keep warm. I move about freezing. Get your songs to keep warm.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. I just don't want this game to. I don't want to sort of give them any encouragement.
No.
And it just turned into a bit of a loon. I want it done. I want it done early. I want goals to keep us warm mainly, and give us the best opportunity of missing that train afterwards.
Yeah, they're gonna be bang up for it, Andy.
Yeah,
got Wilders back in. So like you can expect a big 5-10. Obviously, when this goes out, everyone will know what's happened. But that's the only thing I'm a little bit nervous about, is that how we react to the sort of looting atmosphere again, where it's the biggest game of the season for them so far. But I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right. Like, he is back in, but he's not really back in. He got appointed last night. What's he could have really done much for them, could he? Or like, there isn't going to be a big, yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I feel like it comes just a bit too soon. Like, if it was a couple of days before and he gets appointed, I'd be a little bit more worried, because there's enough time for him to get him in and it be this like, right, we start again kind of vibe, and the fans buy into it. But from the sounds of it, a lot of the fans aren't that like buzzing by the idea of him coming back, are they? It's sort of like a bit of, well, we don't really know what this like means in the long run. So yeah, I think Liverpool are quite a crowd.
Two people sat behind, you know, on the train. They were Sheffield United,
were they? You know, but they were like, they must live in Liverpool.
You called them a little wee club to me. Was that in front of them?
No.
As soon as you got away from them, you'd be.
But on Fuad's point, they weren't thrilled at Wilder, which I was shocked about.
Yeah, I don't think many of them are.
They weren't thrilled, so. Yeah, there's some evidence there.
Well, we'll report back afterwards. Maybe we missed the train, maybe on the train. You'll have to wait to find out. I'm excited, as I say, midweek away that means something. So let's hope that the end of it does, that the Reds get 3 points, and yeah, you'll hear back from us later.
One of the away ends, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Jeez, get the wee bet. It was romantic. You've been slagging me off the paddy fits.
Yeah,
no one's business.
I've spent the whole train down, stirring things up, so that whenever he arrived to see you, he'd be slaughtering me, and he has. I'm delighted about it. Yep. Up the red. Finished the nice day diary. I can go home.
I might leave. Honestly, you've been fucking ruthless with it. So you're going to have to run with this after this point, I think. I could be wrong. But we're in the away end right now. Listen, it's not the team I want them to pick. I want to be clear. But I'm all right with it in that they're all better players than almost all the Sheffield United players. And that's what it comes down to. And at this point, you've got to trust the manager. And it might be that people don't listen to this and Liverpool have been frustrated and they've not won the game. But all we've got to do is, all my attitude right now is,
I'll get behind this one. These life at its best.
Oh, Neil, I was worried you might talk about the team because I actually haven't seen it yet. I've been queuing to get a bite.
Are you interested in
yes.
Start stands up.
Okay.
McAllister to Bosley. That's his midfield. Nice. No Nunez.
How were you called the McAllister?
To play higher. Yeah, I thought I might play Jones.
I'm quite happy with that. I thought maybe we'd see McAllister in the deeper position. Not just because we have done recently, but because we're going to have these paid back and we have a lot of the possession.
So, but do you know who's picked right left back?
Is Gary Gomez?
Yeah, I can't believe
Big Muscle tells you. Yeah, no, I'm into it. As you say, it's one of those where I love them all. I love every single one of them, Neil.
Not no Nunez up top.
Again, I said in the team talk, I didn't want him to start. I want to have him. I love having him in the back pocket. And I think that at different times this season, you feel as if you had to start him because he's done well in the previous game or whatever. But I feel like, you know, Gakpo had a really strong showing in the last sort of 15-20 minutes of the Fulham game. And as I always say with Nunez, I fucking love having him in the back pocket. And we might not need him. And if we don't need him, brilliant. If I don't see Nunez tonight, it means Gakpo's done his job. It means Salah's done his job. Whoever else is playing up top, Diaz has done his job. I'm quite happy with that. But if not, if on 60, the away end sees Nunez coming on, brilliant. Up the Reds. I'm
excited about this.
We're gonna win the game. I love this grind. I love the away end. Feels very traditional. You're it's in the lower
full,
tier.
It's the full length as well.
Exactly. Had a brilliant time here in 2019. But the let-off was actually a forgotten let-off in 2019-20 just because we had so many in that sort of first three quarters of the season. So another one of those tonight, please. Maybe not the 1-0 sort of squeaky bum time 70th minute rolls over the goal line, but I'll take anything. 3 points, win at any cost.
Have you enjoyed Sheffield's?
Yeah, lovely. Really, really, really nice.
Plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
I'd like us to beat them, but them sort of get relegated. And I don't know why they don't get relegated, because I fucking love them.
Yeah, no, they're getting relegated. Neil. They're relegated as fuck. Especially after tonight. After tonight, they will be relegation fodder. As we said earlier, we're going to find ways in which we can stay over tonight, ways in which we don't have to go home. So tune back in later to see whether that happens. We're sorry boys on the train, but
yeah,
we 3 points to
also Craig's forgot that he said this on a recorded show, and also all recordings have gone off a tee this week. Just one man's view. Discretion would be the better part of all when I'm concerned.
Oh, well, anyway, I'm in work tomorrow and you are my boss, so
and I'm in work as well. Up the winning Reds.
Overwhelmingly bald, said an onlooker. The Reds are 4 points ahead of City here. It was a weird one, wasn't it, Fouad? Like, the goal happens and then not loads more happens. But then Liverpool get a bit of a payoff in the away end, gets a payoff, and it was great at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, we get reciprocated for our cold. Don't we? At the end, we all got to move around a bit when we score the second. No, it was one of them where, like, I'm sure on the ground it felt a lot more edgier than it really was. Like, I feel like it's one of
them. I didn't feel edgy.
Did you not? No,
not really. I think they were shit.
They had a couple of breaks in me, and I think maybe that's just us again in the ground. The angle just sat, it looks a lot worse than it is. But they don't have the quality, do they? You didn't back them to, like, take one of those chances or, like, take one of those breaks on and create something. So, no, it was comfortable. It was a good end, wasn't it? It was fun. We had a good night, and I mean, that's huge. Like, I know everyone's talking about Arsenal and where they are, but I will always look at the City result, and fuck me, that is huge, absolutely huge.
Overwhelmingly bald, Patrick.
<What's> that?
Who do you think?
Oh, Guardiola.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly.
Don't worry about Arsenal, lads. We'll see to them, lads. They're not winning a league. So yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Really good. What do you think of it tonight?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think Fouad is probably right. I think you are just nervy in the ground. They had that big throw, didn't he? Which was a bit.
What's a big throw?
That was scary because it was a very big throw. So you bounce a buddy in there. I think there was a couple of nervy ones where they got flicked on or whatever. But and I don't think we were great. Really, I don't think we had enough chances really or threatened them enough. But
don't think we'd add to me either.
No, we didn't. But. You know, if we only got that goal before half time, and you know, on 60, if it's 0-0, then I might feel a bit nervy. But no, we did what we had to do. We stayed in it. I never really in doubt. Really
good at the end, though, wasn't it?
No, very good. If I'd say to me, a clincher is the best way to
win. Yeah, clincher.
Something to make it 2-0 when it's a tight game like that. That's always the best way to win. So big let off at the end, which is good.
We had gears, didn't we? If we needed to go through the gears, we would have. Like, we just didn't need to, did we? It felt like we rested on the ball a lot and all that. It's the sort of thing, like, when you watch it back, or if you watch it back, you'll realise. But yeah, in this period, that's all you want. You want them to make routine wins, and we made a routine win.
You'll hear the train. It means we're on the train. It means we didn't miss the train. We wanted to miss the train. We did our best to miss the train, but we couldn't. We got work tomorrow. We got families to go back to. We're grown-ups. But Liverpool go back with 3 points. We go back to Liverpool, hopefully able to get a McDonald's before we go to bed, because we're fucking hungry. But up the Reds. Sports Social Podcast Network.